This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue with our study of the great declarations of the cross. It is my firm conviction that the cross of Jesus Christ, the very fact that Jesus died, constitutes the supreme declarations of God to man. The fact of the cross constitutes God's supreme declaration of the reality of sin, of the fact that every one of us has sinned, and of the fact that something must be done about it, that we cannot save ourselves apart from the grace of God. It is God's supreme declaration of His own power that He can save us. It is God's supreme declaration of the fact that He offers to save us. He gave His Son to die, and He tasted of death for every man, Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. And the Bible tells us that the cross also is God's supreme declaration of the reason why God made this offer. It is because of His love for us. The cross is God's supreme declaration of the cruciality of the truth, of the objectivity of the truth. And today we continue with the point, it is God's supreme declaration of the fact that truth is necessary. In other words, this means simply that there is no substitute for the truth. I may be ever so sincere today. I may be religious. I may be a member of some religious organization. I may be zealous. I may be constantly involved in some religious activity. But if I do not understand, know, and believe, and obey the truth, then I am not a Christian and cannot be so until I learn the truth. Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The fact that the truth is essential is made clear by the fact that we are instructed to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, the Apostle Peter made clear that it is in our obedience to the truth that our hearts are purified. In the giving of the Great Commission, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." And that's just another way of saying, go preach the truth, go preach the word of God, go preach the faith. All of those are expressions meaning the same thing. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now note carefully that last statement, "he that believeth not shall be damned." He that believeth not what? He that does not believe what was to be preached according to the instructions of Jesus. But what was to be preached according to His instructions? The gospel. His gospel. Not my gospel, not your gospel, not the gospel of any ordinary man, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And therefore we see that truth is necessary. That's why Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning with verse 7, as he refers to the second coming of our Lord Jesus and indicates that His coming will be with the angels of His power in flaming fire, rendering vengeance to them that know not God and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even everlasting destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of His might. The loss of one soul means the loss of everything that gives worth or value to human existence. And yet our being saved depends upon our obeying the gospel, not merely being religious, but having the truth, believing it, and obeying it. And so I submit to you again that the cross is God's supreme declaration. It says to us as strongly as anything could say it, you must know the truth. In the next place, it is God's supreme declaration of the necessity of obedience. In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says of Christ, "Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He suffered, and being made perfect, He became unto all them that obey Him the author of eternal salvation."